5 here at 2SER. Now, this time of year, it can get a bit stressful. You know, you're dealing with buying presents, you're dealing with the end of year pressures, and then you're dealing with family that you've got to see next week. The ones that you may not see very often, you're going to have to deal with those dodgy aunties and uncles. But before all that happens, and to try and relieve some of the pressure, there's a fantastic stand-up show going on at the Giant Dwarf on Saturday night. And I'm very lucky to have two of the comedians from that show in the studio. We've got Anthony, Lasascio?
Lacascio.
Oh, Lacascio.
It's all right, man.
Anthony Lacascio.
Right. Yeah, he gets it all the time.
And Harry June?
Yeah, that's right.
Hey. Nailed it. Sometimes he gets Harry June.
Harry June.
Harry September, depending on what month they're in, but yeah.
Thanks for coming down, guys.
No, thanks for having us, man. We really appreciate it.
I was just saying before, you know, how Christmas can be a bit stressful, and obviously you guys are putting on a show at Christmas, which must be even more stressful.
Yes.
What's this about? You got 4 stand-up guys. You've done some other shows before. Tell us how you guys all got together and what's all this? What's this?
Well, we all sort of started around the same time, around early to mid-ish 2007.
Okay.
2017.
I wish.
I knew there was another word there. I'm just trying to plug our experience here, Harry. So we all met around that time, and the Sydney comedy scene is good, but it's sort of a little bit slow, particularly right. if you're I guess ambitious. You want to do more. You want to do as many shows as you can. So we just thought, hey, put on our own. We did one, the 3 of us, except for Harry, did one last year down in Darling Quarter. We put on a big show and just invited a whole lot of people. Yeah. About 370 people come down, mm-hmm. which is great. And we just thought, hey, why mess with the winning formula? We're doing it again.
Nice. And is this sort of the dynamic with the 4 of you? Do you ever do things together, or is it all sort of very separate stand-up? Or
In our show? Yeah, no, not in the show. It's always separate, like when we're up there, like just stand-up, straight-up stand-up comedy.
Yeah.
But we're always hanging, writing, and like we'll see each other at shows and stuff. And
what would be good is one of you like heckles you while the other one's on stage. Is that a real bad taboo thing, like if comedians heckle other comedians?
It's a bit low. That's a bit of a low dog act to heckle as a comedian.
It depends on the
turn, dude, like come on, man.
If the show is sort of not going particularly well and like the audience are not enjoying it, often, you know, a comic will yell from the back something to sort of get the energy going, but
to lift it back
if
up.
If someone's on a roll and you yell out, it's
I always wondered, you know, as a comedian on stage, sometimes people in the audience might be yelling encouragement, you know, not heckling as such, but it sort of comes across as heckling if anyone in the audience sort of says anything.
That's true.
I always wonder, because sometimes you go, yeah, like, that was good. And then it's like, oh, and then the person on the stage thinks, oh, no, they're heckling me. But maybe
it's the intention as well. Like, sometimes you'll get people at shows at the front who agree with your premise. They'll be like, you know, have you ever gone to the dentist and blah? And they're like, yeah. Yeah, like very like audibly. Yeah, they're like verbally. Yeah,
if anything, that's more annoying.
Yeah, you appreciate it.
You can vouch for this. I definitely don't agree with. I hate that. If somebody's saying something encouraging, I'm like, listen, why don't you just let me finish?
Yeah, let me. Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
I'll tell you what's what.
I'll listen. Like, I just want to. I feel too bad. I can't be impolite. Like, I'd be like, oh, so
Harry's
thank you.
The nice
start having a conversation with a person.
Yeah, front, like, if they agree, it's like, thanks, man. Like,
oh, really good.
I'm going to finish the joke, though.
That's certainly no encouragement to anybody to yell out something on Saturday
please, yeah.
night.
Disclaimer, just be polite.
We're perfectly equipped to deal with you. far too quick off the mark.
Yeah.
I love that this has become like a Christmas show. I understand maybe it wasn't originally supposed to be a Christmas time, but now it is on the Saturday before Christmas. So you have to throw some Christmas jokes in there. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You have to think of them. You got 3 days to work it out.
I don't know about Christmas jokes, but definitely some kind of... So one person might dress as an elf, you know. One person
and he keeps looking at me, Mick. Like, he's looking directly at me. That's a bit.
There's something very elven about you, Harry.
Not elven or elvish.
Elvish.
I've done that before as well. So, elvic.
Elvic.
Yeah, I do
it's
have
a fictional,
an elf costume.
Fictional creature. So we can have fictional adjectives. I think.
Well, the Tolkien fans will get really upset. They'll be like riding into
the
show.
Tolkien fans this Wednesday afternoon.
Yeah,
drive.
We got a huge Tolkien fan base.
Yeah,
you know, they all
losing
all
it on
the
upset. Yeah. It's
did you
elvish.
Say elfake?
How dare you? But it's in elvish. Like they write the whole thing.
I'm suing Giant Dwarf, putting these people on.
Has it been a big year for the Sydney comedy scene? Like, I know there's always comedy shows going all around town.
Yeah.
So many is the cover. You know, I do try and see what I can, and I find that, you know, in any one night during the week, you can find a comedy show in the city.
Yeah.
You said it's quite slow, but is it because there's quite a lot of comedians out there, or is it very competitive?
Definitely that there's a lot of comedians. I found last year there was sort of a bottleneck in terms of there's so many people wanting to do comedy, and a lot of different shows were popping up, opportunities for comics,
yeah.
But it just wasn't enough. This year what we're seeing is that I think there's less coming through.
Or maybe more rooms at opening as well. Like, you'd have a couple more book rooms, but I know what you mean. Yeah, like
it
less.
It seems like there's fewer open mics these days.
Yeah, okay.
Open mics have been dying a bit, but it's very difficult to run an open mic.
Mm.
The four of us had one earlier in the year.
Yeah.
We were doing just around the corner here in Glebe. Died a very sad and slow death.
Was that Staves?
No.
Staves is still going there.
Yeah, Powerbomb.
Power's great, yeah.
Yeah.
No, we did it at a venue that shall not be pooed on in this radio program. But suffice to say, it went terribly in the end.
Yeah.
Now, you boys are Christmas fans. I know we're going to hop back to Christmas, but this time of year, you either love it or you hate it. Some people go into a shopping center and go, oh, Christmas, the music's going, the trees are up, everyone's hectic. But, you know, do you like it?
Well, do you know, it's funny because at work, because I'm a high school teacher, we have like a, you know, the class bell that goes, you know, every half hour after every period.
Ding,
yeah, and we can edit it to make it a song.
Oh, and right.
Obviously, Christmas time, whoever's in charge of it, they just changed it to a Christmas song. And everyone's dreading it, like they hate it. But the, you know, the Jingle Bell Rock? See, that's exactly how they react every hour. But I'm loving it. Because I'm dancing, I'm like, yeah, this is sick. Like, get into it. But
yeah, look, that doesn't surprise me in the slightest.
And the kids must love it. The kids will love it, right?
Sort of guy.
Well, I also love it because I'm loving it and everyone else hates it. And so that I feed off that and I just kind of, I get a bit extra with my dancing. Just keep really like.
You're one of those people that like to wind up others that don't like things.
Yeah. Well, just the kids, like, because I'm getting to that age where I'm like, it's uncool for me to be cool. So if I'm like, hey, what's up, fam? Like, how's my fam? And I'll do that. What's that? The floss. I did the floss dance. Oh. And like, and they're just like, can you leave forever?
Isn't that what the kids do at school? Like, haven't they banned the floss dance at some schools?
Have they really?
They definitely should.
I've heard that, yeah.
They should have.
There's too many kids doing it.
I would if I were in charge.
The kids are too, they're doing it too unironically. They love it.
Of course they are. I'm the archetypal Grinch at Christmas.
Right.
Yeah. I did all my Christmas shopping last Saturday to a busy shopping center and was just hating every moment of it.
Was it just, are you like one of those shoppers just goes in and out?
In and out. I need that. Go right there. Pay. Get out of here. It was a nightmare.
The typical man shopping.
I guess so. I am quite manly. but yeah, man. Like
The beard gives it away.
I don't like getting gifts.
Yeah.
So I don't see why I should get other people gifts.
But you don't like, you don't like getting gifts?
No.
What? Oh, really?
If I need something, I can get it myself.
Most people like getting gifts.
No.
Do you feel guilty when you get gifts? Do you feel like, oh, if I get a gift, I got to give one back?
Oh, absolutely. And I don't want to give one back.
It's about the give and take.
And
I see how it is.
Usually I'll get something and I've got no need for this. I don't want this.
So you don't get a gift. You get an obligation to give
That's
a gift
it
back.
Is.
It's not a gift. That's it's just an
it
obligation. Oh, man.
You're giving me guilt. That's what you're giving
me. I won't give you your gift then. All right?
Give me my gift. I don't want it.
Okay.
That's I don't want rough. It.
You don't want an Apple Watch,
no,
all right?
I just want an Apple Watch. An Apple Watch. I hate Apple Watches. I hate them. If I see someone wearing an Apple Watch,
you see the vein just pop up, he seethes.
Yeah,
like,
fair enough. I get it. I think Apple Watches are a waste of time.
Oh, I like that. Yeah, that's good.
I'm on your side.
Oh, you want a spot this weekend?
Yeah. Open the show, Mick.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I always wanted to give it a go. No, I do not want to give it a go. We've got two other people as well. It's not you two, just you two.
Nah.
We've got two more on the stages with you. Who else we got?
We've got Sam Menzies and we've got Elliot Rivetti.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful men.
Beautiful men, incredibly talented comedians. And the good thing is that the four of us have very, very different styles.
Mm.
Okay.
So, you know, if you don't like one guy, then the next guy will be your cup of tea, hopefully.
Yeah.
Harry's got a very, very sort of bombastic, energetic style. And he talks a lot about his teaching, which is unique.
Not a teacher.
Sorry?
Another teacher.
Yeah.
No, oh, only one Harry. Harry. Oh, sorry, you're Harry.
Yeah.
sorry, I'm vaguing out here.
Yeah, Elliot is our typical sort of one-liner guy.
Okay.
But he's just so clever.
He kills it, yeah.
And Sam, believe it or not, is the angry comic. It's not me. It's not.
You're both angry, but he's got this, like, the... beard and the skinhead aesthetic that really the tattoos, like he goes in with it like oh, that next level.
Look.
Yeah, but he really yeah, look, sells it.
You look
it
really happy. You look like a happy little elf.
Yeah, he's like resentful anger instead of rage. It's the spectrum of anger is very diverse.
Yeah, but yeah, I think we all mesh together really well.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the fact that we're all really, really good friends helps yeah. as well.
For sure.
Particularly in organization.
Yeah, so even off stage, it's like the diverse kind of personalities. Like, we're very happy to disagree with each other. And
no, we're not.
It's good. Use it in the show. Yeah, so it's great to hang out. And,
well, that's good. You want to actually get along when yeah. you're doing a show together, absolutely. I would hope. So get your gang along, get a group, because it's cheaper if you go with a group, apparently. If you get five or more people together, it's like half price ticket.
Yeah.
How good is that? Jump on the Giant Dwarf. .com.au website, and you can find out all the info about Christmas Feast stand-up special with Anthony Lacasio.
Yes.
Far out. I nearly stuffed it. Wow. Sam Menzies, Harry June, and Elliot Rivetti on this Saturday night at the Giant Dwarf.
Absolutely.